Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the gears of technology, one bite at a time. I'm your host, Alex, the one who spends way too much time in the command line.
And I'm Jamie, your go-to for translating tech jargon into plain English. Today, we've got a real treat for our developer listeners and anyone intrigued by the AI coding landscape.
That's right, Jamie. We're unpacking the latest in the open source world, OpenCoder 4.7. It's been making waves for its balance of power and accessibility. But before we dive in, Jamie, did you manage to get that coffee machine to start coding for you yet?
Almost, Alex. It's currently stuck in a loop brewing espresso. But speaking of coding, let's talk OpenCoder. I've heard bits and pieces, but can you break it down for us? What makes OpenCoder 4.7 stand out?
Absolutely. So, OpenCoder 4.7, released just this last February, is this fully open-source code generation model under the Apache 2.0 license. It's a big deal because it's available in both 1.5 billion and 8 billion parameter variants, which in layman's terms means it ranges from very smart to super-duper smart.
I love those technical terms, Alex. But seriously, for folks like me, what does having that many parameters actually mean?
Great question, Jamie. Think of parameters as the model's knowledge base. More parameters mean it can understand and generate more complex code. It's like comparing a high school textbook to a PhD thesis in terms of depth and complexity.
Got it. So with OpenCoder, we're essentially getting PhD-level code generation. But what about the real-world application? I mean, it's cool to have a super smart AI, but can I run it on my old laptop?
Here's where OpenCoder really shines. Despite its sophistication, it's surprisingly efficient. You don't need a supercomputer to run it. The benchmarks are impressive, with scores that put it in the upper middle tier of open source code models. And yes, Jamie, you could run the 1.5B variant on your laptop without turning it into an expensive heater.
That's a relief. No more coding in the freezer then. But you mentioned benchmarks. Can you give us a quick rundown on that?
Sure thing. Benchmarks are like the report card for these models. OpenCoder scores 78 on human eval and 80 on MBPP with three-shot settings, which means it's really good at understanding and generating code based on a few examples.
Sounds like OpenCoder is pretty much a coding wizard. But there's always a but, isn't there? What's the catch here?
You're catching on, Jamie. While it's powerful, deploying AI models like OpenCoder can be tricky, especially when it comes to security and running it efficiently in production. But the developers have done a solid job addressing these concerns. They've made it possible to deploy OpenCoder securely, even providing a real-world example with True Foundry, using it as a secure internal code interpreter with impressive execution latency.
Security is always the party pooper in tech, huh? But it's good to know OpenCoder has its bases covered. I'm curious, though, about getting it up and running. Is it a download and pray situation?
Not at all. They've made it quite straightforward. You clone the repository, install dependencies, download the model weights, and run an inference. They've even optimized it with quantization to use less memory without a significant loss in quality. So you could say it's more download and dazzle than download and pray.
Download and dazzle. I like that. It's almost like OpenCoder is not just for the hardcore developers, but also accessible to tech enthusiasts looking to experiment.
Exactly, Jamie. And with its Apache 2.0 licensing, it's free for commercial use, which opens up a lot of possibilities for integration into products or internal tools.
That's pretty generous. So we're talking about a high-performance, secure, and accessible coding model that's essentially free to use. Sounds like OpenCoder 4.7 is a game changer.
It really is, Jamie. And for anyone listening, whether you're developing tools, building internal AI assistants, or just love coding, OpenCoder 4.7 is worth checking out.
Well, Alex, once again, you've managed to make me excited about something I barely understood yesterday. Thanks for breaking down OpenCoder 4.7 for us and our listeners.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech that's shaping our world.
And if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, drop us a line. Until next time, keep coding, or at least keep trying to make your coffee machines code.
Goodbye, everyone.
Catch you on the next bite.